Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today is the feast of Saint Faustina. She's a close friend of mine, and I want you to get to know her better. Now, I pronounce her name the Polish way, Faustina, because years ago, a student of mine from Poland kindly corrected me. She was born in 1905, and she felt the call to religious life as a child, yet she later admitted, "I was not always obedient to the call of grace." And she lamented that there was no one to help her understand God's call. At 17, she asked her parents' permission to enter a convent, but they flatly refused. So for a time, she turned toward worldly distractions, though her heart found no peace there. At 18, while at a dance in Łódź, she suddenly saw Jesus beside her, stripped, wounded, and filled with sorrow. He asked, "How long shall I put up with you, and how long will you keep putting me off?" In that moment, the music and the company vanished, leaving her only with Christ there on the dance floor. I often think, Jesus could say the same thing to me, Michael. How long will you keep putting me off? Faustina slipped away from the dance, went straight to the cathedral, and prostrated herself before the Blessed Sacrament. There she heard, "Go at once to Warsaw. You will enter a convent there." With only one dress and no plan, she boarded a train. Overcome with fear, she prayed, "Mary, lead me, guide me." And Our Lady did, leading Faustina to the convent of the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy, where Jesus would unfold to her the great mission of divine mercy. From 1925 until her death in 1938, she lived what looked like an ordinary life of a nun, as a cook, gardener, and doorkeeper. Except for this. Jesus, Mary, her guardian angel, Saint Michael, and many saints and souls in purgatory, as well as demons, visited and spoke with Faustina on an almost continual basis. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Jesus gave Faustina the mission of telling the whole world about his infinite goodness and to encourage us to trust in his mercy before the day of justice arrives. Now, the day of justice doesn't necessarily mean the end of the world. It could mean the end of this age, but it certainly means the day of justice, otherwise known as our particular judgment at the moment of our death. Jesus said to Faustina, "I am sending you with my mercy to the people of the whole world. I do not want to punish aching mankind, but I desire to heal it, pressing it to my merciful heart. Before the day of justice, I am sending the day of my mercy." To accomplish this mission, Jesus commanded Faustina to keep a diary of all their conversations. At one point, however, she was afraid she was being deceived by the devil, so she threw the diary into a fireplace. However, Jesus ordered her to rewrite it, and at times he would read through the notebooks and then say, "You have not written everything about my goodness toward humankind. I desire that you omit nothing." It's hard to imagine what it would feel like to have Jesus be your editor. What I love about the diary is that it reveals the deep personal friendship between Jesus and Faustina. And as I read it, I too was drawn into a deep friendship with Christ. And I'm sure if you read the diary prayerfully, the same will happen to you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. On February 22, 1931, Jesus appeared to Faustina. She writes, "In the evening, when I was in my room, I saw the Lord Jesus clothed in a white garment. One hand was raised in the gesture of blessing. The other was touching the garment at the breast. From beneath the garment, slightly drawn aside, there were emanating two large rays, one red, the other white. In silence, I kept my gaze fixed on the Lord, and my soul was struck with awe, but also with great joy. After a while, he said to me, 'Paint an image according to the pattern you see, with the signature, Jesus, I trust in you.'" Now her confessor told Faustina to ask Jesus the meaning of the two rays. Then during prayer, she heard these words within her. "The two rays denote blood and water. The white ray stands for baptism and confession, which cleanse the soul. The red ray stands for the Eucharist, which is the life of souls." I encourage you to place an image of divine mercy in a prominent place in your home and let the red and white rays remind you of your need for God's mercy by means of the Eucharist and confession. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. On Friday, September 13th, 1935, Jesus revealed the chaplet of divine mercy to Faustina. In her diary, she writes, "I saw an angel, the executor of divine wrath. He was clothed in a dazzling robe, his face gloriously bright, a cloud beneath his feet. From the cloud, bolts of thunder and flashes of lightning were springing into his hands, and from his hand they were going forth, and only then were they striking the earth. When I saw this sign of divine wrath, which was about to strike the earth, I began to implore the angel to hold off for a few moments, and the world would do penance. But my plea was a mere nothing in the face of the divine anger. Just then, I was instantly snatched up before the throne of God, and I found myself pleading with God for the world. And it was then that God revealed the Divine Mercy Chaplet to Faustina, which she immediately began to pray with powerful effects. She relates, "As I was praying in this manner, I saw the angel's helplessness. He could not carry out the punishment which was rightly due for sin. Never before had I prayed with such power as I did when I prayed the Chaplet of Divine Mercy." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Even though Jesus taught Faustina the Divine Mercy Chaplet, he also taught her how to go deeper in prayer. First, he said, "Talk to me simply, as a friend to a friend." Then he taught her how to do meditation. "When you reflect upon what I tell you in the depths of your heart," he said, "you profit more than if you read many books. Oh, if souls would only want to listen to my voice when I am speaking in the depths of their hearts, they would reach the peak of holiness in a short time. However, if we want to hear Jesus, then we need silence." And Jesus said to her, "Strive for a life of recollection so that you can hear my voice, which is so soft that only recollected souls can hear it." We're not used to the word recollection. What does it mean? Recollection is the habit of remaining inwardly attentive to God's presence and his quiet inspirations, even in the midst of our work or leisure. But now consider the modern habit of constantly being enslaved to our phones, news feeds, social media, TikTok, sports updates. Each notification pulls the soul outward, scattering attention into fragments. The intellect learns to skim and jump rather than dwell, and the emotions are provoked: outrage, amusement, envy, lust, until they live in constant agitation. And the will, weakened by this habit, craves stimulation and loses the strength to choose God. In this state, true recollection becomes nearly impossible. Now, the smartphone isn't evil, but constant attachment to it is slavery. Faustina would urge us to break free. Detach. Cut the cord that makes you restless without it. Discipline yourself of unnecessary use so that your soul isn't dispersed. Recollect. Turn that hunger for stimulation into hunger for God. And if you do not, your soul will remain dispersed, tied down like a bird that cannot fly. Only detachment and recollection make real prayer and real freedom possible. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I want to invite everyone for Tuesdays with Troy. Join Dr. Troy Hinkle live on our app, and he will discuss and answer any possible question concerning the Mass. So all you have to do is go to our app on Tuesday, and Troy will take your questions live. Just turn on your notifications or log into the app at 6 p.m. Central on Tuesday, October 7th. Well, everyone praying with us, I want you to know that Teresa's middle name is Faustina. And that, Teresa, do you remember that for 3 years in a row, we read a little bit of the Diary of Divine Mercy each night, praying the rosary, meditating on the diary, and that 3 years in a row, without our planning it out, we ended the diary on this day, the Feast of Saint Faustina.
That's incredible. I always forget that. And maybe it's time to start reading again. It's been a while. It's been a long while for me since I've actually sat down and read it cover to cover.
The Diary of St. Faustina is really a modern classic. And it's just absolutely one of the books that no Catholic should go their life without reading. Now, it looks daunting because it's really thick. But that's because, it's true. The paper is thick. And the print is big. I have a little version, almost a pocket-sized version because the paper is thinner. And
it's also not very dense. They're broken into these little bite-sized pieces. They're so digestible in small portions. And I think it's great for praying with the rosary. I also think it's just a great start to your day or end to the day because they're just so little. They're so little and they're also so personal because they are just so conversational and they're so human. And that is just the nature of how our relationship with Christ is supposed to look. It's how their relationship looked. And it's just waiting right there if we choose to pick that up instead of picking something else up.
Yeah, we're really through their friendship. Mm-hmm. I found myself, as I said, really drawn into a friendship with Jesus myself. And you also learn a tremendous amount about the faith and the spiritual life and the spiritual world by reading the diary. I really would encourage anyone, this is a fantastic resolution for the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Let that be a fall Absolutely. Resolution. Let's read the Diary of Divine mm-hmm. Mercy.
And get a nice copy of the Divine Image, or Divine Mercy Image.
Yeah, both. In fact, since this is a podcast you can't see, but we pray the rosary meditating on a large image of Divine Mercy mm-hmm. every day. That's every day we're looking at a large image of the Divine Mercy while we pray. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Give us one anecdote about going to Kraków, to the Convent of Divine Mercy, and being in front of the relics of St. Faustina.
I think I've certainly said this before, but I still remember being a teenager, summer of our senior year, going out to Kraków for the first time, and that sister from the same order as Faustina had us draw out of a bag lines from St. Faustina's diary, and mine was something along the lines of essentially take from my heart all that you need for yourself and for the whole world. And I remember trying to find it in her diary. So we walk into the little chapel where she would have prayed, and I sat down in the pew and I stole your copy from you, and I opened it up to start flipping through to find it, and I just opened it up to the very page of the quote that I had been given.
Wow.
And I was just so struck by it, and it was so small and delightful. I still think about that quote and I still have it in my wallet.
Well, we're going to Poland in 2026 and we're going to the Convent of Divine Mercy in St. Faustina as one aspect of the pilgrimage. So come with us. Just go to our website, schooloffaith.com, and just click on pilgrimages and sign up for the Poland pilgrimage. Well, thanks for the conversation. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.